Hello.
Hey, Miss Malcolm.
Yes.
Hey, Miss Malcolm, how are you? This is Zach.
Excuse me?
How are you doing? This is Zach.
I'm all right.
You had reached out to us yesterday about your property on Diggs Lane.
Yeah, I did yesterday, but there's a few other things I got to take care of first. See, it's not in my name, but I'm the one paying for it. It's my, well, he's my husband, I guess, say, but
So
we don't live together.
you're not the
I
actual.
don't own, I'm not the actual owner, but I know that he'll let me sell it because he doesn't want anything to do with it. But I haven't got to where I can really talk to him a lot about how much I think we should go to, price wise, is what I'm getting at.
Sure. So you can't even really sell it right now.
I mean, yeah, I could, I'm sure, because like I say, he doesn't care, but I just want to make sure we get a fair price.
Sure. What is your time frame looking like as far as that?
Well, I mean, depending on if I get enough out of this, because I only reason why I'm getting rid of this is just because I need something bigger. Other than that, it's fine. I mean, it's the perfect location and 10 acres almost. It's just, it would be good. But I just need a bigger home. But I'd say within a couple months anyway.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, you're kind of looking to get this taken care of and then find your next place after so you can kind of work like an assembly line.
Yes.
Okay. That's a good plan.
Yeah, that's all I can do.
Yeah, that's a really good plan. So, tell me what. You said it's your father, is that right?
No, we were married. We're not married now. You see my ex-husband, but we get along better now than we ever did when I was married with him. I mean, we were married for
Funny how
14
life
years,
works
but
out sometimes.
yeah, it is. But like I say, we don't live together in the same home. It's just me and my daughter in the house.
So y'all
But
all live there now.
yeah, we're living in it now, yeah.
Okay.
But he only lives like 3 minutes away from me, so it's not a problem for him to be
Yeah.
around.
Yeah, I'm real familiar with Highland Turnpike, and so I'm familiar with the property.
Oh, okay, so you know where I am then.
I do.
That's good. That's
Yep.
good.
So, tell me what, if you can get something that makes sense, I mean, what's gonna, stop you from getting the process started.
Well, I just say I want to talk to him about prices first, what he thinks would be fair or not go over or not go under. I mean, well, not over, but under anyway. Just, little things, details like that for him.
Sure.
I mean, right now, we don't, both of us, he's retired, I'm on disability. So I can pretty much, talk to him whenever he's not doing so many odd jobs. He just does little like mowing and, whatnot, the odd jobs. And I just want to wait and catch him when he's at a good time to sit down.
Sure. Okay. Well, when would be a good time to give you a call back after you had speaking with him, and maybe we can all talk if needed?
Okay, let's say, would Friday be all right with you?
Yeah, absolutely. What
Okay.
time Friday?
Let's say around noontime. No, we have to, yeah, noontime would be work.
So 12 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay. That works for me.
Okay,
I'll
thank you
call
very
you
much.
then, and we'll see if we can get something started.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right. Talk
Bye.
to you then. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.